Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerators, the patented aerator that makes a difference. Over 700 units installed since 1999. Airmaster Aerator.
This Nip Impressions column was written by Jim Thompson, and I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim because he's on the road. Jim says, "We're going to wrap up Transportation Month with a bit of twisting and turning. Since it is a 5-week month as far as the Nip Impressions column goes, I will exercise a bit of a writer's privilege and take you back to a few weeks ago when we described logistics in the military as lines of communication. Only this time we will actually talk about communications. Over my career, the best operating mills and companies I have seen have had very open communications. In these systems, there is a culture encouraging communications between departments and between mills. Conversely, the worst I have seen have been those with a fortress mentality, both internally at a site, between departments, and externally between mills. The worst I have ever seen was in a company making grades in declining markets. The mills saw each other every bit as big competitors as they did the mills actually belonging to competitors. In one company I have worked with, I persuaded them to have a brief meeting between the outgoing crew and the one coming in that had been on a break between shift rotations. This brought the incoming team up to date on what had been going on while they were gone.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Oh, sorry about that. You know, my wife told me that if she ever heard a toilet flushing in the background again, she would hang up on me. That's a bad habit I had formed. Checking into a hotel room, calling my wife, and doing other essential tasks. You know, multitasking. Hi, this is Jim Thompson here. One of our advertisers has told us they used to advertise in a certain print magazine because they always found copies of that magazine in paper mill bathrooms. We pointed out to them that if you're advertising with Paparitala Publications, you can be found anywhere. For instance, right on the paper machine floor. Or at the ball game. Or in the backyard on a Saturday afternoon. Or at a wild papermaker's party. Or on your nightstand right before you go to bed. Where can prospects find your advertising? If they have a phone, tablet, or computer, they can find it anywhere as long as you are advertising with Paparitalo Publications. Go with the winner.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Another company uses one day a week to hold conference calls between various levels in all departments among their mills within the same grade. I'll make up an example in which all the mill managers for liner mills have a conference call at 9 a.m. every Wednesday. They discuss what has been going on, what problems they are having, and how they can deal with them. Human relations, safety, maintenance, and so forth have calls at designated times on that day, too. On top of that, management systems are open enough that they can see each other's operations in real time as the machines are running. Not only does this allow them to help one another, it sets up a friendly rivalry. I view such a culture as something like professional sports. Sports teams do trade players around for career enhancement, so while the players are on a certain team, mill that is, they're loyal to that team, but as they move around, they can take their expertise with them. Thus, there is a bit of resident experience from all of their mills in each of their mills, if that makes sense to you. This company also has an overtime shift at the end of each shift's run in a particular slot for training. I have seen other companies add an hour to every shift for training, some of the best communications. Of course, we're in the thick of things, too, on trying to help you get excellent technical help. We have the Tech Center Show on Pulp and Paper Radio International each Monday at 11 a.m. U.S. Eastern Standard Time. It is a call-in show, but you can listen to it anytime. You could also send in your questions for us to answer to techcenter@popperitalo.com. Communications is important. It is important in your mill, and it is important here as we try to help you excel in your job for your company and as you burnish your career. How can we help you? You can take our quiz online this week to report on your communications experiences and offer suggestions as to how we might help you communicate better. For safety this week, we know that besides attitude, communications is paramount to operating a safe facility. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Popperitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.